The meeting comes after District Attorney Thomas Spoda announced that banned carcinogens were found in an Islandia development built for veterans. Some 50,000 tons of the same material was found at Roberto Clemente Park and several other ISLIP sites. At the forum, state and local officials told residents that there are no immediate health concerns from the material and that drinking water is not contaminated. This prompted doubt and demands of proof from environmentalists. Islip's new parks commissioner for the town attempted to sympathize with residents by saying they, too, were humiliated and disgusted over the incident. He said that town officials were also victims. Suffolk County legislator Monica Martinez, who organized the meeting, took exception to this.
It's tough because this is our home, and you say that you're victims, too, but this is our backyard. It's not yours, you know, so it's tough.
Residents had many questions for town officials. They wanted to know who is going to pay for the cleanup, when it's going to happen, and whether their taxes would be raised as a result. The town said they would begin cleanup as soon as the DA gives the green light, which could happen as early as this week. Officials also said the contractors who dumped the waste will be responsible for the cost. They set a goal of having the park open in 6 months. Last month, the DA's office gave a much longer timeline of 18 months before the park will be ready for use. For WSHU News, I'm Gabrielle Fonrouge.